Hi, everyone, and thanks for viewing this Fundraising Success 2012 Online Creative Summit breakout session in the mail, Hottest Tactics for Direct Mail Creative. We'd like to send out a special thanks to our session sponsor, InfoGroup, for helping to make this session possible. I'm Margaret Battistelli-Gardner, Editor-in-Chief of Fundraising Success and the host of this session. Today, we've got Dee Dee Oxenberg and Tim Youngbar, both senior directors at Creative Direct Response Fundraising Group, on hand to talk about direct mail creative. Tim, Dee Dee, we're so pleased to have you joining us today. Why don't you take it away?
Thank you, Margaret. Okay, the first case study we're going to take a look at today is a donor campaign for one of our clients that provides relief in the Appalachia region of the country. It's a calendar control package that typically performs pretty well. It's one of their strongest campaigns. And what we wanted to do here was look for ways to try to make it even stronger. The 9x12 calendar control package. And what we did was added a program insert to try to engage the donors more with how the organization reaches out to those in the Appalachian region. So the next slide shows a picture of a calendar. You can see it's an Appalachian scenic picture. And then we have here is the front of the program insert that shows a map of the United States highlighting the Appalachian region and then also shows some of the photos from the calendar. And the reverse side of the insert focuses on a number of program activities that the client operates. Few of the program activities gives descriptions of each within Appalachia. And then on the left side there explains the problem of poverty in Appalachia and then also shows the poverty rates that support it. So what we did was a mail version, you know, without the program insert and then also a version with the insert, find out if we can lift results. And the results showed us that the version with the map included the version with the map received a similar response rate to the control. However, the version with the insert did lift the average gift by nearly 9%, and what that did was overall lead to an increase in net revenue by 5%. And in this case, it was actually a retest. We had tested a smaller quantity the prior year, and this is the second consecutive year, which showed us that including that program insert did lift the average gift. So it's something that we're going to move forward with and roll out the next year of the campaign. The second case study we want to show you is another existing donor mailing that includes a notepad. And this, the focus of this campaign is Summer Hunger. So it's a program that the organization operates to increase awareness about the issue of childhood hunger over the summer while the kids are on their summer break. So what we did with this one was tested adding a telemarketing component to the campaign. So we scheduled the calls about 2 weeks after the follow-up. There was an initial mailing that included the notepad. Then 2 weeks later, there was a follow-up mailing. And then 2 weeks after that, we zeroed in on the top 10% of the mail file to help increase revenue and increase the overall performance both in the mail and then also receiving gifts over the phone. And let's take a look at the results of that one. The 40% of the telemarketing names were contacted over the phone. Couldn't reach 60% of them. But what this did was increase the overall results by 12% over the previous year's campaigns, which was strictly a mail-only campaign at that time. Average gift, we've seen a lift by 13%, which led to a net revenue increase by 6%. So what this does as well, not only did it help this existing campaign, but it also could lead to helping us in the future by identifying donors who were able to give over the phone, and that we might consider those for future monthly giving prospecting.
Okay. The next two examples that we have here to show are the other question that's asked is whether or not to include a coin or not in your package. Obviously, adding this coin adds additional cost. The first example is a donor favorite. It's address labels. The control is the one on the top with the coin. We have mailed this in both donor and in acquisition. Acquisition has a slightly different art and copy, obviously. And in order to reduce cost, because as all clients, they like to reduce their costs on their packages and don't enjoy writing that check for that coin cost, we looked to see if we could test the package without the coin and have similar results, at least in the bottom line, on net or cost to acquire a donor for the client. And looking at the results, the coin, both versions, the coin wins, including the nickel. For donor, there was a 75% increase in the response rate. And even though there is still a slightly lower average gift with the coin, we still saw a 45% lift in the overall net for that package. And similarly, we did the same thing in acquisition, and the version with the coin had a 160% increase in the response than that without the coin. Again, the average gift was slightly lower, but we did see a significant drop of 365% in the cost to acquire a donor. So clearly the cost of that nickel was made up for in the results for the program. The next example is a package for Toys for Tots. This is a bank package that is mailed with 3 pennies, and the donor is asked to collect change throughout the balance of the year and then to use that money to buy a toy for a child and donate that to Toys for Tots, as well as asking them for their monetary gift at the time for the direct mail package. This had been tested, this had been mailed the previous year with just the coin, again with success. Looking to cut the cost. We tested it with and without the coin, and again, the coin wins. Including the pennies resulted in a 60% higher response rate. Average gift was again slightly lower, but the net was twice. It was double with the coins included. Moving on to another type of strategy is letters in your copy. Here we have an example of a client where the control is normally, for acquisition, a 2-page letter with the nickel labels, and we decided we had success with a 4-page letter about Venus, as you see here on the carrier, in a earlier donor mailing. So we looked to test that 4-page versus the 2-page to see if, you know, donors really want to see and read more about the programs and what they are doing to help these animals. And they did. The 4-page letter had a 9% increase over the controlled 2-page in response, and we saw a 20% increase in the average gift, which both attributed to the reduction in the cost to acquire a donor by almost 50%. And obviously the 4-page letter does cost slightly more to produce, but it was definitely offset with the increase in performance. And as always, as most or animal organizations have the luck of being able to have cute puppies or other animals on their carriers to help with the results.
Okay, the next case study we're going to take a look at is a newsletter mailing, one of our clients, and it's a quarterly newsletter. It's 8 pages. Now, this newsletter typically it tends to be more of a cultivation piece for most organizations. However, in the past, it's been more relied upon as a fundraising package. And, you know, we've been trying to improve it over the last couple of years. So one of the things that we wanted to take a look at was the letter copy that accompanies the package. So we went ahead and reviewed the copy, and we came up with some what we felt was copy that better expressed the need of the donors. And what included in the letter copy was a soft ask. So as you can see here, this is the control letter, and it introduces the newsletter and a specific program that is discussed in the newsletter. The letter copy describes some information in the newsletter, and then also thanks the donors for their past support. So it doesn't necessarily have an ask. And we felt there were some things that we can do within this letter copy to improve it. So the next slide here, you can see what we did in the test letter. It starts off quite different than the control, where it introduces one of the programs that's featured in the newsletter with a question. So I think it engages the donor in a more appealing manner. We have some personalization in the copy, which thanks the donors. I can see it there in bold, and then goes ahead and introduces the newsletter in the copy, and then towards the end has a soft ask noting specific gift amounts. So we felt by doing this, we could certainly improve the results. And our results showed, indeed, that we saw a 15% increase in the response rate while at least maintaining the average gift. So this definitely was a strategy that was applied that, you know, when we mail this on a quarterly basis, we could see that lift. If we get a 15% lift throughout the year, every time we mail, it's certainly going to help with net revenue. So the next package we're going to take a look at is a holiday card package, which for this client in particular, we've had some issues with trying to make this holiday cards work. Traditionally in the fall, we mail holiday name labels, but what we did here was take a set of five holiday cards and included some printed art on the reply envelopes. The printed art was consistent for all five card envelopes, so we tried to come up with a design that maybe could apply to all five. So we went ahead and tested that against the holiday name labels, and what we found was performed quite well. The response rate increased over 39% for the holiday cards. We did see a little bit of a decrease in the average gift at 9%, but you know, with the such a high increase in the response rate, the net revenue increased about 22%. Certainly, well enough to offset the higher cost for the card package. So certainly, the message here for everyone to consider is not to rule out concepts that maybe haven't worked in the past. You know, as your file is changing, donors who get more of the baby boomer generation now on donor files, and you know, just times are different. So you always want to take a look at what was tested in the past and consider retesting it.
Next, we have a similar package. This is a donor control for one of our clients. They do mail holiday cards every year, and it is a one of their more successful packages of the year. As everybody is seeing more and more card packages out there with embellishments, die cuts, glitters, four-color matching envelopes, we're looking to see if we couldn't improve upon our current package, but while not drastically increasing the cost of the package, because a lot of our clients are a little more cost adverse to spending, basically don't want to spend a lot of money on their packages and weren't willing to invest in those larger card packages. So we just looked just to tweak the package. The only thing that was different between the control and the test were the card envelopes, where we had just snowflakes printed. All five envelopes were the same, as Tim was mentioning before with the other client. Neutral enough, just snowflakes went along with the winter holiday themed cards. And in doing so, we saw that the printed cards increased response rate by 12%, and the average gift, as noted, same with Tim, decreased slightly by 4%, but the net revenue increased almost 3%, even with the cost being slightly higher with those printed cards. This is something that we are now looking to test, and we do spring cards. And again, we'll most likely be rolling out with this in the fall and looking for other embellishments that we can do to improve this package in the future for clients moving forward.
Okay, another thing you always want to consider is how much you're asking of donors. So we wanted to take a look at that for one of our clients in one of their donor programs, their campaigns. So the goal here in looking at the asks and developing a strategy to improve revenue was take a look at the ask orders, the order in which the ask for on the reply device. So the goal here was to increase the average gift without having a negative impact on the response rate. So within this donor campaign, there were two packages that were mailed. One was more of a low-dollar package, and then the next was a package that was mailed to the mid-dollar donors and some of the high-dollar donors on the file. So the test consisted of three different ask orders, and they consisted of, for both packages, their control ask string, which was the highest previous contribution, followed by upgrades, three upgrades, and then other. The test ask strings, there were two of them. The first one consisted of flip-flopping the first two asks, basically, of the control. So first we asked for a higher amount, and then the highest previous contribution after that, and then upgrade 2 and upgrade 3 and then other. The second ask string test was we took upgrade 1, so it's the same as the first ask string test, upgrade 2, and then we asked for the highest previous contribution as the third ask, and then upgrade 3 and then other. So we did this within both packages, and the winner is, well, for the low-dollar package, ask string 1 was the winner. The response was a little bit lower, so 2% lower than the control, but the average gift increased 6%. So the increase in net revenue was actually 12%, so it's quite well. And again, this one was ask string 1, which basically switched the first two amounts compared to the control. For the mid-high-dollar package, again, the ask string 1 test, ask string 1 won again. The response was slightly higher than the control, and again, the average gift within that, we saw a 6% lift. And for this package, we saw an increase in net revenue by 10%. So you can see by just tweaking the ask amounts in both cases here, it was well worth it and something that we'll proceed with moving forward. Another case study that looks at ask amounts on the reply device was we took a client's current acquisition program, and our goal is here to increase the average gift while maintaining the response rate. Now, this client's their current average gift is slightly above their first ask amount, $15. So we want to really try to push it, hopefully, towards the $20 range, bring those higher level donor on the file. So what we did was tested circling the second amount on the reply device, which was $25, and out of the handwritten note, this amount would really help. And the results showed the response rate for the test was slightly lower than the control, but we saw an average gift lift of 19%. We didn't anticipate it increasing that much, but we'll definitely take it. And the net revenue improved by 19% for the test. So if future retesting confirms this, then certainly as we bring those donors, if our retesting confirms this, the donor campaigns will certainly benefit from bringing donors on that give a higher initial gift.
Okay. Next we have another classic package that a lot of organizations mail, a member or supporter card. For this organization, again, it's a control within both donor and acquisition. This here is a test for donor where we have a double winner, double window, and we normally mail it in the closed-faced carrier. So it just mentions that their member correspondence is enclosed, do not forward, making it look very formal. And this is normally our control, but we decided to test the double window because it is cheaper. There's no match. And then we felt like the donor will be able, or the prospective donor will be able to see that card and be more inclined to respond. And the winner was indeed the double window. In acquisition, the double window increased the response rate by not a lot, but a 1.2% increase in response. But the average gift did see a 33% increase, and then the drop to acquire a donor was, while only 5 cents, that was using the a test price for the double window. So with the rollout pricing, we will see that drop, and we're looking to rolling that out for acquisition. We also tested this for donor and saw very little difference between the segments that were tested in all regards, response rate, average gift, and so on. We'll be looking to refine and retest that as well. But it just goes to show that a control or a package that you might be mailing, again, going back to making sure that you're testing things that were old or that had worked in the past, you never know what might be performing again. This is another thing that we're starting to see a lot of organizations do, especially for larger big premium blankets, even smaller paper premiums, wall calendars and memberships. These are traditionally items that are followed up within a donor program. You mail a wall calendar, you follow up asking if they've received it, hope our gifts haven't crossed the mail and so on. We've tested this with an acquisition within a couple of packages, mailing the multi-names that are on the file that had received that original premium, whatever it may be. And we're seeing that by mailing them a follow-up instead of whatever the control multi-package may have been in the past, we're seeing a bump in response rate by between 20 and 30% across the board. Average gifts have varied depending on the premium and so on, but it's a cheap package. If it's something that you've done in donor with success, and you're mailing these packages to acquisition, it's definitely something worth looking into to test for your clients moving forward. And next, we're going to look at a couple of small differences that we've made in some of our package controls, just to see if freshening up the package, making some small changes, can make a difference or not. The top is one of a longstanding, over 10-year control for Toys for Tots. It says it's just not about toys, it's about lives. And the copy is the same within both packages. So the only difference between these two packages is the toy soldier versus the little bear dressed up as a Marine and the children's lives added into the test package. Just by making that small change, we did see very modest increase in both response rate and average gift. But considering this was such a long-standing control, it definitely shows that making small changes to your controls and keeping things fresh definitely helps in your response of your program overall.
And to go along with the packages where you make small changes, how they make a difference. In this case, the top package here is the control, and the bottom is the test. As you can see on the test package, what we did was added it's a technique. It's that we added a delivery label that was printed on the carrier, in hopes that this would help get the package open. So what we saw there was that the results, we saw a slight increase in both response rate and average gift, which therefore led to a net revenue increase by about 6%. So definitely something small, but definitely had a positive impact on the overall results.
Next, Toys for Tots was looking to do some high-dollar treatment, looking to talk to their donors. In their case, it was their 250-plus donors that they determined were their high-dollar donors. Talk to them a little bit differently, maybe treating them a little differently within their direct mail program to see if they could increase their long-term value, increase their giving in general throughout the year. The only thing that they're doing is just changing up a couple of their packages throughout the year to see if they can engage them differently. Here we did a membership test, again, a control for them and donor. This slide just shows the control. A closed face, number 10, as the client earlier, with a card attached to the letter reply. And then we tested a 9x12 with the letter on cream stock and the card and letter all paper clipped together at the top. It's not shown here in the picture, but everything was paper clipped together and then inserted directly into the 9x12. And what we found was that just by putting the same contents within a slightly nicer package, the response was phenomenal. It improved the response rate by over 47%. The average gift and the net per donor increased by 34% in both instances. And even though the costs were five times that of the control, with the volumes very small and the handwork that was involved in the package, but even with those increased costs, it definitely paid out in the end to treat these donors a little bit different. We also did another test where we have a car magnet as a control donor package, number 10 letter with a oval car magnet included in the package. And we tested this against a traditional straight letter on ivory stock. Same story was used, just spoke to the donors a little bit differently, a little bit more formally. And no premium included in this package. Again, closed-faced and mailing at first class instead of the traditional third. And what we saw was, again, a significant increase in the response rate. It was 40% higher over the control, and it netted 20% more over the control, even though this package, again, because of the quantity and the expense, was $2 more per piece than the control package. The average gift did see a small drop from the control, which is a little bit of a surprise for us considering normally a straight letter has a higher average gift than a premium. But overall, the package was definitely a success and will be rolled out moving forward. And that's all we have for you today.
Well, that was really great, guys. It's so great to be able to see things side by side like that and really get some concrete numbers on what made a difference, what didn't, and how much of a difference that it made. We have a few minutes. This may be unfair, and I apologize, but I just want to put a question out there for both of you and to get brief answers. What one piece of advice would you give to organizations when it comes to keeping their creative fresh and energized? Just a few sentences or a few words. What would you suggest to organizations when it comes to this?
Well, you definitely want to keep an open mind and not limit yourself to looking at all facets of ways that you can improve on your campaigns. Could definitely consider integration and then looking at within a direct mail package just anything you can do to try to improve results. So be it copy or the components or switching out the art, anything you can do on the list side, explore all possibilities and keep an open mind.
Okay, great. Dee Dee, how about you?
I think it's simple and it's what everybody has heard of. I think 100 times is to keep testing. Even if you have a limited budget, you can do simple things. He showed some simple things as an ask string. A lot of those are image on a reply device. You're not even going to incur additional costs. Changing up your control teasers, art, and so on. Just little things here and there can definitely show improvements across the board and being opened. We find that doing a creative meeting, bringing everybody around the table, including the artists, our production team, even our list teams to the table, also bring different perspectives from the things that they're seeing out there. And whether they may or may not work, we don't know, but it definitely brings different perspectives to the table. So, again, going back to the keeping an open mind and being willing to test things.
Great. Thank you so much, Tim and Dee Dee. On behalf of Fundraising Success and our session sponsor, InfoGroup, I want to thank everyone for attending the 2012 Online Creative Summit and opting to view this breakout session. We encourage you to click on the gear icon below to view any of the other three breakout sessions. Have a great day, and thank you again.